The Book of Flora by Meg Ellison, performed by Shakina Nafek. Last night I dreamt I was back in Nowhere again. I don't know why. I haven't seen Nowhere in so many years that I can't number them, and I only ever stayed there for a few days, maybe a week. But it was where I met Alice. Alice, the drug maker with the impossible curls and the cruel, clever mouth. Alice, the keeper of psalm for sleep and hands for waking, where Eddie brought me when I decided not to go home to Jeff City. Eddie, living child of Ina, killer of the lion and liberator of the lion's harem. Eddie, my lover and my hero whom I lost in the end. Eddie, raider of the road and hero of nowhere. Eddie, forever in my heart. Alice and Eddie gave me my first taste there of something I hardly knew was possible, and it was where I learned something I would never forget. Nowhere. 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 Nowhere was beautiful in my dream. The old women with their wooden baby bellies were coming and going across the open square, with hives of men trailing after them carrying baskets and buckets and babies. I saw Ina clearly, though she was younger than I ever knew her. I saw her wide smile and I looked down to see that her belly wasn't wood but flesh. She was pregnant with Eddie, close to giving birth. She was carefree, having no idea that this child would almost cost her her own life. I saw Connie, my living child. Connie, who was neither boy nor girl, neither breeder nor horsewoman, not he or she, but always they. Connie was never in Nowhere, or maybe they were. I have no way of knowing what they've seen on their long walk in the world. Seeing them in a dream always crushes my heart like a tomato in the hand. I wake up crying. I end up calling out. I could only see them from the back. Even in dreams, Connie is lost to me. As Nowhere is lost. As so much is lost. I wasn't there when the paws of the lion took Nowhere. I was locked up in his harem, far away. Alice held out as long as she could, and she was strong. But she had everything there to make psalm, and he always needed more. The men who kept harems in those days almost always had a drug maker. Once the lion had Alice, he was never going to let her go. He sent his paws after her lab and told them to take the town. In my dream, I was there when they took it. They burned houses and fields. They caught women and children and tied them up like cattle. They cut men down where they stood. They took apart the careful work of more than 100 years in so little time. Destruction is easy. Creation is so much harder. Nowhere wasn't much, but it was the first place I felt free. It was imperfect, but it was as if there was a piece of me waiting there, ready to join the whole that I didn't even know about. I suppose that's why I dream it still. That and the midwife. I understand her better now. For years I thought I never would, since she knew the old world and had lost a piece I couldn't imagine. But I've done that now. I've seen peace. I've seen cities that have lights at night and free people, and I've been loved as I was meant to be loved. I have grasped all possibility, felt its enormity and lost it all, like she did. I can follow her now, not literally like we tried to, but in my heart.